It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The body of a woman killed in Tuesday's flood in Poudre Canyon has been recovered by rescue crews. Authorities have not publicly identified the victim or released a specific cause of death. Three people are still missing after the flash flood, which happened near the burn scar of Colorado's largest recorded wildfire, the Cameron Peak Fire, west of Fort Collins. Burn scars are more susceptible to flash floods because fires destroy plants that normally absorb a lot of rainwater and keep the soil in place. Colorado, about 40 other states, and thousands of municipalities around the country are working toward settling lawsuits with Johnson & Johnson and the three largest pharmaceutical distributors over the opioid epidemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
If enough of the parties agree in the next 30 days, the $26 billion deal will pay for addiction and prevention services nationwide. It would provide Colorado and local governments here about $17 million a year. Democrat Phil Weiser is the state's attorney general.
The purposes of these funds are to address the opioid crisis, full stop. It is not permissible to spend it on other valuable public services, roads, bridges, what have you.
More than 1,200 people, a record, died from drug overdoses in Colorado in 2020, according to the state health department. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is putting the brakes on a plan to reduce car travel. CPR Sam Brash reports it would have required Front Range employers to develop plans to help reduce air pollution.
The original plan would have required large Front Range employers to encourage people to get to work via public transit, bikes, rideshares, really anything other than driving alone. Under the scaled back proposal, the state would make companies gather data on commuter habits. Any effort to shift those habits would be voluntary. In a statement, air regulators said this would help them write more effective policies after business groups objected to the original plan. Environmental groups say they're disappointed by the change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny and hot again today along the Front Range and in western Colorado. In the mountains, highs in the 70s and 80s. This is CPR News.